Well, welcome everybody that's on the computer. Who came in?
This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. I don't know where everybody is, but I'm the backup semi-volunteer here.
Okay, good. I was wondering if there, you know, I was wondering if that's what you were going to do. Okay.
Well, you may get stuck doing it someday.
I don't know.
Well, that's okay. Anything new and exciting in Citrus Heights?
No, just 108 degrees, that's all. It's not very exciting. It's kind of...
I forgot. Where is Citrus Heights in California?
It's just a little northeast of Sacramento. It's like a suburb of Sacramento.
Oh, it's near Heights.
Well, sort of. He's farther north than I am.
That means he's hotter.
I don't know if he is or not, but it's really hot here, that's for sure.
Mm.
I don't know how it could be any hotter than it is.
Good evening.
Hello, my friends.
Hi.
Sue.
Who's here?
We have Jeannie and May from Concord, and I'm waiting for my wind song.
All right. Hello, May, and hello, Jean.
And BBS is already on, but we were talking about Jeannie had 106, I think you said?
All right.
I think it's more like 108 now or something. But
how about you, Heise? Are you in 110 yet?
Yes, we are also in the over 100.
God, you'd be the person to talk to about solar in the future.
Well, that's what he's into. That's his business.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Are you enjoying it so far?
If I am?
Yes, are you?
I love my job.
Oh, that's good. Well, you've only had it for a few days, though, right?
I only what?
You've only been doing it for a few days now, right?
For a few days? For years.
Oh, I didn't know you were putting in solar for years. I thought you mentioned that you had a new job or something.
No. I've been with this company for 3 years now.
Ah, okay. Well, when I'm ready for solar, I'll have to give you a call.
Do it. So are we live on BBS?
We are live on BBS.
All right. So welcome to all those folks that are listening in on BBS Radio. As it is today, June 19th, 2017, and we are 5 minutes away from the hour, waiting for Winfrey to show up. And hopefully Terry Brown. And I don't know yet what the topic is tonight. What's going to happen?
Hi. When BBS comes in early, like they have been sometimes, like sometimes they're 10 minutes early, do they extend it to 10 minutes after the hour, or do they just cut us off after an hour?
No. Usually that's the most. Usually they're only 5 minutes early. Today a little earlier, but they keep us on the air until 5 minutes until the next hour.
Oh, so they only give us an hour then?
Yes, actually just short of, now over an hour, but usually they start at the clock. So it's a 55-minute show, actually.
All right.
Okay. And let's see, I don't see an announcement email for today's conference call, BBS show. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's April, Las Vegas.
Hello, April.
Hey.
Welcome to the call.
Is Las Vegas hotter than 110?
I'm up on Mount Charleston, so it's always 30 degrees cooler than in the city where I'm at. Yeah. Which means it gets real cold in winter.
Oh.
What I have right now, it says I'm going to step outside here and check the thermometer, and I've got 70. Is that what it says? Let's check.
70 degrees? And really?
Yeah. Well, I'm up here on the mountain, like I said, and we just had some thunderstorms and lightning and rain.
Hmm.
It did cool off a little bit, but in town, it's like 119, I think I heard.
Yeah. See, so hot here in the mountains too, but it's still hot.
Well, I work in the city mainly, but it's a little cooler in the mountains. like, you know, a lot more bearable. We had somebody else joining. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. Good evening, everyone. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
And again, I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here tonight and participating with this call. For May. Hello, May. Here you go. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So, May.
Yes.
This is a five-second song. Satisfy you or not?
It's up to you. Go for it.
We are only 1 minute away from the hour. We'll see what happens.
Everybody's got their little weakness, and temptation will point to the fun. But you'll never find out where temptation will lead you if you're stuck in your imagination. So go out and get the experience, or if you want, just stay home in your bed. Gotta live out your fantasies, fulfill your desires, let them get out of your head. So baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, all.
Well, Cindy, welcome.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
More people have joined in. Welcome.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, welcome to the call, Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi there.
Drink some more water.
That's a good idea.
Drink the ozonated water with lots of ice in it.
Mm.
Thank you so much for being here, Terry. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right. Is it warm in Pennsylvania, sorry, in Arizona?
Very warm.
Very warm? All right. It's all over the place, I guess. And in Europe? All right. Do you know if Vin is going to be here shortly?
Let me go and check it out.
Thank you.
I forgot today was Monday.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Good evening to you, Terry, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, Terry Brown is currently moving from Studio 1 to Studio 2 to check on Wynn.
Okay. Is there a green room?
I'm the only one going to laugh about that. I don't get it.
You don't get it? The green room is where all the guests sit, right?
The green room?
Yeah.
Backstage.
The green room.
I'm not familiar with that term. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Raiden out here in Arizona. Hi.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome, Raiden. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Positive greetings, my friend.
All right.
Much positiveness to you as well, my friend.
Well, thank you. I'll accept it.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Good evening. Nice.
And welcome to all those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. We are getting the crew together to start to kick off the next Monday evening episode.
Lynn will be here shortly.
All right. Good to hear. Thank you for checking
Aloha,
on him.
Jerry.
What?
Aloha.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's in Hawaii?
Oh, I just said that, you know. It was making me just remember Hawaii. It's Raiden.
Oh, hi, Raiden.
Hi.
I thought maybe you were in Hawaii.
It would be nice right now, but it's nice for him, man.
Everybody loves you when everybody loves you. Everybody wants you when everybody wants you.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. That's a beautiful name. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Good Lord.
Very unique.
That's funny.
All right, so we do not know, Terry, you don't know what the topic is this evening, right, do you?
No.
All right. You will get to know here shortly.
It's the mystery topic.
A what topic?
The mystery topic.
A mystery topic.
Yeah.
Let's see. Raiden, I think you're making a sound to your line. I monitor it. So again, I welcome all those folks. That's okay. I welcome everyone listening in online through BBS Radio. We will be starting here in just a moment. No helicopter has been notified yet.
Circling.
I don't see it yet. Higher up, maybe. Perfectly close. Oh, there it comes. Yeah, helicopter is here. Hang tight. Good evening. Welcome to the call. To those who joined in, welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else joined us? Do you see your name?
Devin, Oregon.
Hi, Deb. Good evening.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Deb. Who else joined us? Please say your name and location. Please say your name and location. If you want to... I heard a bunch of things, but no, the free man is still in his helicopter. as we're all here together, we can just hold the space and have world peace in our thoughts. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello, Wynn.
Is that Hayes?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I had a little bit of upset with you.
You what?
We are a little bit upset with you because you're so late.
I'm not late. I was sleeping.
And one more call, Junjin, last call to announce yourself. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi, Ron. Good evening to you and welcome.
How you doing, I?
Doing well, well, well.
Good.
We are live on BBS Radio, and Wynn and Terry are here. I'm going to turn off the dings. All right, Wynn, how do you want to take it from here? You want me to keep the lines open? What is the topic going to be?
You know what? I thought I'd let you do the call today.
This is fantastic. I'm glad to say thank you all for being here.
We're going to
have a live channeling tonight.
I am going to play a historic call today. A replay, okay?
All right.
I think this is it. I hope that's the right one.
We have 45 minutes left at this point.
Okay. Just a moment.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
When you're ready, when you then start the recording and you can take it off.
Yeah, just a moment. Excuse me.
And thanks again to all those folks that are listening in online over BBS Radio. As we are about to start an interesting replay from some time ago.
I'm going to do a spin the bottle.
And then see how much time it is, and we have 43 minutes left.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Today is June 19th.
This conference is being recorded.
Still soundless on my end, Wynn. Are you here? Can't hear you.
I think it's playing, isn't it?
Nope, it's not. I don't see it on the dashboard showing up.
You know what? This is what I get for falling asleep. Right? It's all my fault.
That's what happens when you stay up all night.
So today it is June 19th, 2017, and we are about ready to start with an interesting replay.
Okay.
Blessings to everyone.
Thank you.
Vin, you want to tell me the date that I tried to start playing it?
Wait a second. This is Vin Frey. It is Monday, March 11th. 2013, and you guys that are listening on the replay and are not on the line are missing out on this. Is actually, we're playing a replay. This is June 19th 2017. Thank you. On all this fun and giggles people are having before the call. And I think the reason people are coming on this line giggly, because they didn't do that for a long time. People were very serious. And they're coming on giggly. Wait a second. Let's see. Why are you guys coming on giggly? Is somebody telling a good joke?
Because Mercury retrograde.
Mercury is retrograde? Does that make people giggle?
I don't know, but it's backwards and serious.
Makes you turn inward.
It makes you turn inward? Turn inward. All right. I think what we're doing on these calls is above Mercury being retrograde. And that the hologram of these calls is higher than that. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect you, because it certainly can. And, Terry, do you know what we're talking about tonight?
No, I have no idea.
Listen, I want to give you an opportunity, Terry, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
I want
you to make fun of me.
Is that what we're doing tonight, making fun of you?
The poor girl. What'd you do to her?
Terry, are you there? Terry, are you unmuted? Hello.
Is this a replay?
This is not the replay.
Oh, I'm here.
You there?
Yeah.
Do you remember this call?
No.
No? I have no idea what's coming next. You're supposed to make fun of me, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Let's see if we did a good job.
Let's see what we can do.
No. We'll just go with the fast track.
I see.
That's not really what this call is about. But, you know, people think I'm always razzing you about going to Unmute University and being spaced out. I wanted to give you the chance to razz me.
Oh, well.
But don't make it too embarrassing.
Well, aside from being totally amazing.
Totally what?
Totally amazing.
Totally amazing. Oh.
Yeah.
When do you get to the good part? That's the razzing part.
I see.
Uh-oh. Huh. I have got her tongue tied, okay?
So,
I do good under pressure, right?
Yeah, but it's like sometimes you change really fast, you know? Like in the middle of a sentence, you change and walk away with another idea.
I see.
That's a
pretty difficult quality, right? Changing in the middle of a sentence.
Right.
Okay.
You're overtaken by another inspiration, and you just drop the old one and walk away.
I see. Well, I guess it's because I can think of multiple things simultaneously, and suddenly something takes preference over something else, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
And then you lose your glasses every other day. I think
I have to go to Lost Glasses University, right?
Right.
So you have permission at the beginning of any call that I can't find my glasses to say, when are you going to Lost Glasses University?
That's a good one.
So when I say, when are you going to Unmute University, you can send me to Lost Glasses University, right?
Yeah, like today. Today.
Right. I do lose my glasses, and I always find them in some really simple spot, but it's a different spot than I did before. And, okay, and what else? Anything else?
You have other qualities that make up for those things.
Well, you do, too. You do, too.
Well, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Absolutely. Jeez. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your good qualities.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time that I played the trick on the doctor. When the doctor came in to take my blood pressure, and he put the thing on me, and I thought I'd play a trick on him because I have the ability to stop my heart. And so I thought I'd just stop my heart, and I'd see how the test came out, my blood pressure test, with my heart stopped. And he turned, first of all, he turned white. Then he started jiggling all the wires. And there he was, jiggling the wires over and over, and looking at the readings and jiggling the wires more. And so I said, "Is something wrong?" And he said, he didn't answer. And so it's okay, you can tell me. And so he said, "Well, according to this, you should be dead." And so then I said, "Oh, just a minute. I started my heart, and I said, "It'll be okay now, do it again. Take my blood pressure again." And he did, and that was okay.
You're not even a yogi, are you, this life?
No.
Like yogis are supposed to be able to do that, right?
Change. Oh, they can?
Life. Supposedly, yeah. Go look up yoga, stopping your heart, okay?
Okay.
I'm really afraid one day I'm going to walk into the living room and I'm going to see you floating above your bed, you know?
I dream about that. You know? It's like, I love these dreams where, you know, I'm walking down the sidewalk and there's a puddle. It's raining. And so I just launch myself up into the air, and then I decide, well, I'll just go about four feet above the sidewalk here because there's puddles, and I'll just I'll float down the sidewalk, and it's really fun. I really enjoy that dream.
Mm-hmm. I think you would scare Jim if he found you floating above your bed.
He'd get used to it.
He would?
Yeah.
You'd say, how's she doing that? What's the trick? Okay. So in any case, you know, when we do this little section in the beginning, it's not really, we're not waiting to start. We started because, you know, part of, I have to stop saying, you know, I listen to one of my tapes and I say, you know. So part of all this is on the duality of, on one hand, this is very serious stuff. But if you take it seriously, you don't do it right. You know, that's the duality of it. It's serious. We're talking about our future. That's our topic tonight was, where's it all going? And we are all on this cosmic roller coaster, this ride. And we are moving into the future, and there's different future possibilities, and some of them are really good, and some of them are not. And apparently, different people are going to have different futures, not just our planet's future, but there is moving into the place. This is the reoccurring theme right from the get-go. When I started studying David Wilcock, there was this idea that there were going to be certain people that graduate this realm and other people that are going to be what they call cycle repeaters. Now, apparently, we are all cycle repeaters, and we're here now. We're here because we're in this realm, and we've probably gone through a lot of lifetimes. And so it wasn't so bad. You're always just here. But we are giving a lot of the clues and the keys of how not to be a cycle repeater if you would choose not to be. And part of it is having an open heart. And when we do all that fun stuff at the beginning of the call, when people are kibitzing with each other and telling jokes and making fun, it starts to lighten everything up. And as soon as it lightens up, you start opening up. And when you start opening up, you're doing exactly what you need to graduate this realm, which is open up, care, love. And I know for some of you, life has been a struggle. It's been tough. Well, the key is to all of this, we're learning how to change future trajectories. You know what a trajectory is? It's like if you're on a path and you walk that path and you start at A and you go to B and you're following the path is a trajectory. And if your consciousness is totally locked in, totally rigid, then your future is a path. There is no flexibility because your consciousness is not flexible. And so it's set up a whole structure that you're going to have to walk on. And what we're learning is that you could change your trajectory and end up at a different place. And we're learning how to change our trajectory. And of course, this is an area where there's a little bit of faith involved because you can't really get to the future until it comes. So I can't sit here and say, I guarantee this works. But I'm pretty sure it works. All of us come from a past, and we got here because of a trajectory that we had previously, in this lifetime, another lifetime, maybe 10 lifetimes ago, you set a trajectory. And as you live your life, what changes the difference in the trajectory? Well, I would say there's a couple things that do. One of them that we're learning and that I'm learning, and I think you're learning it, is that you are not your body. You only are occupying your body. You are an energy, a soul, that can expand. And notice what I'm saying now, how suddenly the energy shifts, and some of you felt tinglings, I felt tinglings. And at that moment, we're expanding. And as you expand, and you move into that expansion, expanded space, even though you can't see it, you can feel it. You know you're there. And now, when you are in an expanded space and you create a vision of what's possible, then you have that expanded space to help your vision, to help move you into this new vision. Well, if you're going to come into a new vision, you actually have to be able to visualize yourself being there. And so the first step is pretend you have that vision and keep making pretend until it becomes real. For example, at some point way back when these guys started talking to me, I said, I think this is going to be important to somebody. And I had the idea that it was going to be important. But I didn't know how it was going to be important. And I didn't know if I was right. But I kept doing it. I kept doing this and that and the other thing and doing talks and conference calls. And I kept holding that vision. And suddenly, we have hundreds or maybe thousands, you know, of people who are being impacted by these energies. And the truth is that you're not my followers. You're not the Elohim followers. We are getting on an energy train when we come to these calls, and suddenly we are experiencing that expanded energy, and you keep experiencing it, and then you take it back to your life, and you can start making your life go different. You can start changing your trajectory from what it was previously. And that's what I think is happening, that we're learning. I'm learning. The next thing we're learning is that when a group of us come together and we hold an expanded space, we can change the trajectory of things in the physical realm. Now, this is one's more tricky because you can change your own trajectory, and it's you and you. You know, you have free will. As long as you're not violating someone else's free will and things are for the highest good, you can use this expanded space to change your trajectory. And when we're a group, we can use the expanded space of the group to not only help us change our own trajectories, but to potentially change the trajectories of things on this planet. And except, since we can't violate free will, this becomes somewhat of a problem or a challenge, because there's a lot of beings on this planet that have what you might call their trajectories, and their trajectories are different than yours. So there's a war of trajectories going on the planet. Whose trajectory will be strongest? And as I see it, it's very important that we want to change this planet. We want to. I believe everyone that comes to these calls has a personal goal of changing themselves and contributing to the people around them, but changing the planet as well. So in order to change the planet, we need to get more people on these calls. And how do you get more people on the call? Well, you can't tell them, hey, come on this call, we're trying to change the planet. People come toward, you have to look at, how did you get attracted to this call? Many of you got attracted because I was lucky enough to get on George Norrie, and you got intrigued by what I was saying, and you got curious, and you read my book, and you resonated with it, and then you say, I'll check out these guys' calls, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, you're here, and you're happier, you're feeling more centered in yourself, and maybe more detached from the day-to-day issues of your life. Even when you're in bed suffering, you're detached. You're not really suffering. Your body's suffering. It's a lower-level thing because you can move into this higher space above the suffering. And so we have watched ourselves change trajectories of planetary things, and in fact, that's one of the ideas of our Sunday call, to change trajectories. And one of the things that I learned is that you can move your energy into a certain trajectory, and when you stop doing that, if the what we call the negative has a lot of energy on that particular trajectory, then they'll take it back over, and it becomes theirs again. So you can change trajectories where the negative does not have a lot of control in a particular area. And where they do, it's probably pretty difficult to change a trajectory. And we are operating with a huge team, because we're not just operating with those of us who show up on this line, we're operating with these two huge group souls who are aiding us, increasing increasing our power, increasing the amount of energies that are present. So when we create a strong new trajectory, and it starts with an intention, by the way. Intention is what starts the beginning of a new trajectory. And when we do that, and we have the criteria of for the highest good of all concerned, which sometimes we don't know what that is, so things don't happen, and honoring free will, we have all this extra support. And is it enough to change the whole planet? Probably not yet.
Ben, your console dropped out.
Thank guys, but I will do, Terry, is I'm going to start the same recording again where it was about where we left off. I need to find them. So we have, that's another 20 minutes. My console also isn't working.
Your console's not working?
What? Wind's coming.
All right, because my console also froze up just now.
Isn't it crazy the way that happens? You need it right then, and it decides to freeze. Yeah, that happened in another call where we were at a hotel and it stopped. I went all over the hotel looking for wind and talking the whole time on the air. Never did find him. Hmm.
Okay, you know what? I can start it again right now.
You can, okay.
Go. So I'm going to fast forward it.
This is Wind Free. It is Monday, March 11th. Responsibility. See, the thing is once you assume the responsibility, once you take it as real, you can't backpedal. You have to move forward. It's not only true for me, it's true for you. It's a path now, but it's not a path that's already laid. And other people have the paths and the trajectories that are fixed. You're creating a path as you go, or you're learning to do that. And that is what changes your future. And that is what changes our planet's future. And we are in a process of change and shift. And one of the cool things about this particular period, this period of shift, is that more than any other time in history, every time you make an intent, it's amplified far greater than it ever was before. And therefore, you can advance more quickly if you apply yourself. But you do have to apply yourself. It doesn't happen just because you say, Elohim, fix this. Elohim, my toe hurts. Elohim, give this person a miracle. They don't do that, at least not for me. And one of the reasons they don't do it is it just causes everyone to give up their power. And they don't want you to give up your power. They want you to be empowered. They want you to be experiencing your God self, your highest part, and enabling it, and being part of the ground crew in this realm. That's what I think they want. We'll have them talk in just a moment, and they can change that. We have about 12 minutes. Terry, is it a good time to bring them in right now for you?
But that is a good time.
Okay, I'm just making sure. So, you know, the whole topic is trajectories, changing trajectories, changing trajectories in our life, changing trajectories in our environment, changing trajectories on the planet. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy, through the energy fields of the solar system and the planets, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. We await our sources to identify.
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, and the date is March 11th, 2013. And we are with you this Monday and connecting with each and every person that wishes to be connected with. And we connect directly. We do not connect through the computer. We do not connect through the telephone line. That is where you hear the voice. But our connection is with you. We see what you have said earlier in this call about changing things. And if individuals of Earth wish things to be changed or had an intention to be changed and knew how to bring about the change that they wished, then things would change. Things get stuck in a push-pull of one force against another force, and both forces, the people behind the intentions, say that they are entirely right, and the other side has to change, and they are totally right. This is one of the things that individuals are here on Earth to learn. They are here to learn that they are not the only ones, that their way is not the only way, that their intention is not the only intention, and that all is one, and so one needs to learn acceptance, for it is only through acceptance that change can be come about. As one works towards having a better life, then they do not know. They need to learn how to bring about a better life. And others are learning how to use power. And power is something that all individuals on the earth are learning to work with, for they need to use some sort of movement in their life that is powered through their intelligence, through their movements, to bring about the sort of a life that they would wish. And one of the things that individuals learned is that a lot of what is brought to them is brought to them through other people. And so they need to learn to direct this flow with the taking into account of the sources of what is being brought to them and the honoring of those sources. In order to make a change, the one who is bringing about the detrimental condition really needs to have the idea that a change needs to come about. If one is trying to force another and the other is trying to force the first one, then you have a stalemate and you have perhaps communication by force. And one can overcome the other. However, in doing this, then one may pick up karma and one may get totally sidetracked into a few lifetimes or more of working through that karma. We tell you a story of change. One of the things that we brought about on the call a few years ago was a clearing in one of the states of the United States where the Indians had lived, and then the white people had come and had totally taken over the Indians, had killed the Indians, had built houses where they had planes to roam, and had totally destroyed the Indian way of life. And the Indians, the Indian leader, whose name was Blue Feather, he was very determined that he would hold the line and he would place a curse on all settlers, all people that were living there. And he rallied his people, what were left of them, as ghosts. And they then began to place curses on the houses. They began to haunt the houses. They began to scare the people. So when it was asked that there be some kind of a change of resolution and easing of what was going on there, because people were starting to move away, the Elohim on the call showed up with the instrument exterior and saw the Indian Blue Feather, a tall Indian, strong and very willful. The Indian Blue Feather saw the Elohim and the spirit of Terry and began to express vehement and vicious anger, indicating that all white people that came into the area would be scared and driven away and killed. And the Elohim told him that they didn't want to change anything about it, and that they understood his passion for protecting his people, in that he had worked so hard, and they totally got his position, and the difficulty and the stress that he had been under all of these hundreds of years working towards bringing his people back to the land. And they again stressed that they did not want to change him. They didn't want to turn him around in his resolve to kill all the white people there. But what they did, they saw that they were very concerned about him. And they told him that he needed a break, that they could see he was working so hard and he was so stressed. He needed a break for his very own self to renew himself. And then they brought down a column of light next to him, and they asked him to step into the column of light, and he said no, he would not. And they said that this column of light would renew him and bring him some relief, and that it would not hurt him, and it was not a bad thing for him to step into. So he stuck one hand in it, and then nothing bad happened. And so he stuck a foot into it, and nothing bad happened. And then he stepped into it, and he began, as the rays of the concentric rays of the tunnel of light began to de-stress him and give him some relief, he began to smile, and then he began to laugh, and he began to feel some relief. And he started to laugh, and he said, oh, this is good. And then with this, the way he was feeling so much better, he allowed them to take him in the tunnel of light to the higher realms where he could get full healing. So that is a story of change. It is with the participation of the person realizing that there is something that could be done better, that there was something that could be changed, that the person could get relief. And for the other person, that there was a better way, not to force someone to change. That is our story. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. And it is 6:56. We got a couple of emails from people. Roger in Austin, Texas said, how can anyone giggle with a closed heart? I get the point. I love you all. Thank you, Roger. You know, you see, that giggling is as important as everything else we do. It's letting people loosen up, letting people not take everything so seriously. Because some of you are doing it. Some of you are in pain and stress. And how do you get out of the stress? And they were making the point that they hear they brought this column of light next to this Indian, and he didn't want to take it, okay? He took a little bit of coercing for him to try it. And so I hope you all will keep coming back. And if you're in that place of learning to have more joy, to go out and emanate it and share it, and if you're in that place where you're struggling with issues, to keep the vision and change the trajectory, because you can do it. It's been done. It may not happen overnight. You're carrying patterns that may be lifetimes long, and it may take a while of holding the vision to get that pattern to lift from you.
But I would like to say something. That the Indian didn't take coercing. The Indian took a little education.
Okay, education, thank you. Education is better than coercing. The word should have been encouragement and knowledge rather than coercing. Okay,
yes.
On that note, it's 6:58. We're supposed to be off by 6:55. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you Wednesday when we answer your questions. And special thanks for Terry for bringing through that message.